Two patients here. First patient, Cora, spelled K-O-R-A, last name Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y. Date of birth 9/30/21. Date of service 1/10/23. This is a one-year-old little girl here with a fever today and coughing. Of special note, the father has influenza type A. Period. New paragraph. They have been giving over-the-counter antipyretics, which seem to be helping the fever as well. And patient is currently on ceftonir, an antibiotic given by another provider for an ear infection. She has been on that for 5 days. Period, new paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. And interviewing the mom about any other issues, she denies any other symptoms going on. There is no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. There is no inconsolable crying. Activity and play level has decreased when she has the fevers. Period, new paragraph, current medication. She's on ceftonir as above. Medical history, unremarkable surgical history. She had a PICC line for a procedure in the hospital. That was some time ago. Social history, lives with mom, dad, and siblings. Labs today include a flu test. She was positive for influenza type B. Period, new paragraph, on exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She needs to be consoled by the mom. She does well with that. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, there is bilateral tympanic membrane erythema. Oral pharyngeal area, minor erythema as well. Oral mucosa is moist, neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, mildly tachycardic, no murmur, positive S1, positive S2. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and implant, influenza and cough. Patient will be given Tamiflu per weight protocol. Period, new paragraph. Cough, Histex PD, 0.3 ml, three times daily, PRN, number 15 ml. Period, new paragraph. Next patient, Olivia Lindsay. Last name again is spelled L-I-N-D-S-E-Y. Date of birth is 1/3/19. Date of service 1/10/23. This is a four-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in for a cough and having a fever. Once again, father has influenza type A. Her fever upon arrival today was 101.9. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none. Medical history negative. Surgical history negative. Period, new paragraph. Social history, lives with mom, dad, and sibling. Period, new paragraph. No other issues brought forth. There is no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. There is no shortness of breath. There is no acute pain. She carries on her normal bathroom habit as usual. She is a bit tired with the flu as well as activity intolerance when the fever seems to spike. She just wants to be cuddled by the mom. Period, new paragraph. Labs today include a flu test, which was positive for influenza type A. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient looks a bit tired, a bit apprehensive about me approaching her, which is to be expected. She, however, does well through the exam today. She is easily consoled by her mother. Period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema, although mild. Oral pharyngeal area, erythema noted as well. No strawberry tongue. Oral mucosa, moist. Neck, soft. No thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, mildly, no tachycardia, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Influenza type A and cough. Patient will be given Tamiflu per weight protocol. Period, new paragraph, cough. Histex PD, 1 ml. Three times daily, PRN, number 30 ml. Period, new paragraph. They are both to get plenty of rest, plenty of fluids. Monitor symptoms. Return to clinic if needed.